Okay, we're going to go ahead and call the House Finance Committee to order. For the record today, we have Representative Holmes, Representative Foster, Chairman Chenault, Vice Chairman Stoltz, Representative Parker, Representative Croft, and I think those... Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Jewell, too. As well as myself, which are Meyer and Representative Kelly. Okay, on today's schedule, we have House Bill 75. We're going to continue the discussion of that bill, sponsored by Representative Kelly, as well as we have House Bill 178, Representative Olson. This is sponsored for that one. So if there's nothing else to come before the committee, let's go right back to House Bill 75. And it's my understanding we did accept Y version, the blank committee substitute, the Y version. And so, Sarah Gilbert, you were next to testify on this bill.
She was anxious.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sarah Gilbertson. I'm the Special Assistant to the Commissioner at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. And I'd like to begin by thanking Representative Kelly, who's been most gracious in accommodating all of our proposed changes from both the Department of Law and the Department of Fish and Game. And those changes are in the CES that you have before you. From Fish and Game's perspective, we think that this is a pretty good bill. We consider promoting and preserving hunting and fishing and trapping as part of our core mission, and essentially this bill just solidifies that authority in statute. We view it as another tool in the toolbox for the commissioner and the boards, and believe that this bill could actually, if it passes, help us in actually defending hunting, fishing, and trapping against those groups who don't believe that they should continue in the state. So I'm happy to answer any questions that you have, and know that Kevin Saxby from the Department of Law is on the phone as well to answer any questions.
That is correct. We do have Mr. Saxby online. Representative Stoltz.
Thank you, Ms. Gilbertson, and I guess Representative Kelly. I think it's pretty clear in our Constitution, but is this, just to reemphasize, just to refresh my memory from yesterday, this is to remove any ambiguity that this is a state that values hunting, trapping, and fishing, and it's our policy, and when it's under attack, our state officials have a charge to help defend it, and you guys in the administration are comfortable with that role.
Through the chair, Representative Stoltz, that's my understanding of the bill, and that's something that the department and the administration is certainly supportive of.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions, Ms. Gilbert? Thank you very much. Okay, Mr. Saxby, did you want to testify, or are you online for questions?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just online to answer questions if there are any. There were some at the last hearing.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that. Okay, is there anybody else here to testify on this?
Can I ask?
Representative Croft, go ahead.
Yeah. Mr. Saxby and I share a hunting partner, I think. Yale Metzger, you ever go hunting with Yale, Kevin?
Yes, I certainly have.
Yeah.
Duly known.
What, I have your memo on the bill. I guess having lived through the subsistence fights and looking at this some last night, this doesn't establish a priority of this activity over other activities. It simply adds it as a duty to promote. Is that correct?
That's been our analysis. It adds to existing authorities. It doesn't trump anything else.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. Thank you.
Representative Croft. Okay, if there's no one else to testify, we'll close public testimony. Don't believe we have any amendments to this bill. Any other discussion? Representative Foster?
Do you want to
head that subcommittee?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do it. 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 Is that correct?
Correct.
And Mr. Chairman, It's not necessarily on the record, but does Representative Foster have any of those green forms on his desk?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to pass those around. Okay, any objections to this bill moving by the committee? Seeing none. Step. Right, thank you, Representative Kelly. Okay, House Bill 178, Specialty Request License Plates. Presenting will be Conrad Jackson with Representative Olson's office. Welcome, Mr. Jackson. Please.
Congratulations.
Hello, for the record, your name and affiliate. And no, I'm not awake yet. And then you can tell us what the bill is about.
Sure. Yes. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Conrad Jackson, staff to Representative Kurt Olson. Before you is House Bill 178, Special Request License Plates. Basically, this bill can be explained in one sentence. All license plates will be made available for use on all motor vehicles. Currently, passenger vehicles, motorcycles, non-commercial vans or pickup trucks, and motorhomes are the only vehicles allowed to display the non-standard or special request license plates. Basically, everything but commercial vehicles. Under this bill, all registration plates will be made available for use on all motor vehicles. Certain plates, however, would continue to only be available to those people that are qualified to receive them. For instance, veterans, Purple Heart recipients, Alaska National Guard personnel. There's a specific qualification, obviously, to get those plates. Since fees for these plates will be collected in addition to the current commercial vehicle registration fees, the bill will actually bring funds into the Division of Motor Vehicles. And Mr. Chairman, that's all I have for you today. I believe Mr. Dwayne Bannock, you probably know, the director of the division, is also available to answer any technical questions you might have.
Okay, okay. Any questions?
A question, but not specifically on this bill. I just wonder, like on veterans and Purple Hearts, do you require some type of evidence that these people are veterans or Purple Heart recipients?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that is required in statutes through the chair, Mr. Foster. Mm-hmm.
Chairman? Yeah,
Representative
Foster. We've done a lot of these well before I was elected. They have to have some type of a federal form or something to qualify as that.
Representative Stoltz, through the chair, I would, for exact requirements that the DMV have, I would defer that to Mr. Bannock, but there is in statute requirements that they show proof of eligibility.
Okay, yeah, we'll save that question for that director. I have a question on the fiscal note. Do you want to take a stab at that, or would you like the commissioner or the director to do that also?
I will give it a shot, but if I can't handle it, we'll have Dwayne.
Okay, if I understand this, you have $5,000 operating expenses, and then also $5,000 capital expenditures. Is that, am I reading that right?
Yes, sir. Representative Meyer.
And what is the capital expenditures?
The expenditures will be for additional plates that they're expected to be produced.
Okay, and then you have in year 2006, you have corresponding receipt support services of $5,000, which offsets your operating costs. But then there is no receipt support services for 07.
Mr. Chairman, let me have the director, Mr. Dwayne Bannock, come up and
fine tune that. any other questions for Mr. Jackson before we bring up the director of Representative Hall?
No, I have an amendment to make whenever.
Okay,
appropriate.
Let's say that. Okay, why don't we go ahead and have Director Bannock come up.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dwayne Bannock. I'm the Division Director for the Division of Motor Vehicles. First off, let me say thank you for allowing us to be here today. Thank you for accommodating our schedule. And thank you to Representative Olson for sponsoring this bill. This bill is but a small part of what we're trying to accomplish at the Division of Motor Vehicles in the realm of personalized, specialty, or what's commonly called in the industry, vanity plates. And through the years, as the state of Alaska has developed these types of plates, the rules for the usage of that plate seems to vary from year to year, plate to plate, sponsor to sponsor. And as Mr. Jackson correctly noted, there's different language for different types of plates. What this bill attempts to do is standardize the language, correctly noting that some plates are specific to people, but plates should not be specific to either the type, the style, or the registration of that particular automobile. And I brought some show and tell today that if necessary we could talk about that. But in summary, the type and the style of the automobile should not predicate what kind of metal or what style or what color of metal goes on the vehicle to identify it for mainly public safety purposes. That's our brief overview of the bill. Please keep in mind that this is one piece of a larger puzzle that this director intends to expand the use of personalized license plates. There was an excellent bill that passed in the last legislative session that, quite frankly, was almost letter perfect in the usage of it, and that was the commemorative veterans license plate. That's our newest license plate that we have. We're very, very proud of that license plate. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that other people, other sponsors for personalized plates, or other just simply users of personalized plates have the same opportunity and that they are not stunted in what customers may or may not be able to have that plate. That's a brief overview, Mr. Chair. I'd cheerfully entertain any questions.
Okay. Representative Stokes.
Thank you, Mr. Bannon, Chairman Meyer. I think these licenses are great. Just the only, and it's been anecdotal criticism, my best friend happens to be an APD officer, and he's saying, you know, we just have a hard time keeping up on these, and they're not always aware of the new plates coming out. Some of them are very limited in their distribution, and, you know, couple that with our trying to even read a plate this time of year in the Anchorage Bowl or the Matsu. And it's not anything that I don't expect to change anything, but it just, I guess, communicating from the better to the law enforcement agencies that we do have an always expanding number of plates. Some of them are real small in their distribution. Pearl Harbor survivors, certainly a very small amount. You can even forget they're out there. I wanted to note that on the record that's. It's only one officer, just a guy happens to be my best friend, and I told him I would, if I ever had a chance, I'd bring it up.
Sure. And Mr. Chair, if I can respond to that. One of the things that we're working through the Department of Public Safety is to get away from, and if I may, I'll just show you a couple things. This is my plate on my pickup truck. And what's important about this plate is not the red, white, and blue background to the Department of Public Safety, but rather RUNDMV. And so when the police officer calls in my plate or types it in his mobile data terminal, regardless of the background that the plate is on, this is the number that identifies it through the Division of Motor Vehicles system. So we've heard that criticism before that when we have this limited distribution, the police officer is either not aware that it is a legitimate plate or not. We're encouraging them, forget about the background, simply use the emblems because that's what is the electronic identifier that taps into the system that will verify ownership, current registration, et cetera, et cetera.
So, Mr. Chairman, I guess the default is you always assume it's an Alaska plate and not from Rhode Island or some similar color scheme. Just to assume it's from Alaska is a default. If you're offering advice to our law enforcement community.
I guess that there is a mathematical possibility of another plate from another state being inside Alaska that happens to have the same letter number combination as one that's in our system. I would speculate though that likelihood is, while mathematically possible, highly unlikely.
No. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Very good. Director Angel?
Oh, no.
Okay. Can